Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama has strongly condemned what he called the barbarous Russian and Syrian regime airstrikes on civilians in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Secretary of State John Kerry also addressed the situation in Syria, saying the U.S. is on the verge of ending talks with Russia in response to days of deadly attacks on Aleppo.
It's irrational in the context of the kind of bombing taking place to be sitting there trying to take things seriously. There's no notion or indication of a seriousness of purpose with what is taking place right now. So it's one of those, you know, moments where we're going to have to pursue other alternatives for a period of time, barring some clearer indication by the warring parties that they're prepared to consider how to approach this more effectively.
United States is pushing Russia to pressure its close ally, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, to honor a peace ceasefire that had led UN relief convoys near Aleppo. Sudan's justice minister has refuted claims by displaced persons in the Jebel Mara area of Darfur that they suffered chemical exposure. The hands of the government of Sudan, Amnesty International, saying since January, people in the area have reported blisters and rashes, skin falling off, eye problems, severe respiratory issues, and other complications. Amnesty says these symptoms are due to chemical weapons used by Sudanese authorities. But Justice Minister Awad Hassan El-Noor says government officials were very astonished to hear the allegations. He said it was the first he had heard of such events. This is VOA News.